is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A town in Massachusetts is closing its parks and fields at night over concerns about a rare but deadly disease spread by mosquitoes. More from CBS's Jim Krasula.
The concern is about Eastern equine encephalitis, or Triple E. A man in his 80s has gotten the virus, the first human case in Massachusetts since 2020.
Now they're closing parks from dusk to dawn, and it's going to affect the kids' sports and everything. I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
There are no vaccines or treatment for Triple E. Eastern equine encephalitis kills nearly a third of the people who get infected, and many survivors have long-term neurological problems.
Mosquitoes are also spreading the West Nile virus, says CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
Wear clothing that covers your skin. You can have insect repellent, and then get rid of standing water, because, you know, in the standing water, that's where the mosquitoes can multiply and breed.
Tens of millions of people from the Deep South to the Midwest are under heat warnings and advisories today. Dr. James Frame at the Sherman, Texas Medical Center.
That heat becomes cumulative over the week, where the stress on the body builds into the next day and the next day. And by the fifth day, you've got yourself a pretty sick patient.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is objecting to a proposed change in the rules for his debate next month with Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
They're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want a debate. She's not a good debater. She's not a smart person. She doesn't want a debate.
The Harris campaign wants the mics unmuted throughout the debate. Negotiations underway for a ceasefire in Gaza will continue with lower-level officials for the next few days. The latest from reporter Linda Grantstein in Jerusalem.
They're still kind of, the technical teams are trying to find a solution to the, you know, remaining issues, the biggest of which is whether or not there will be an Israeli presence on what's called the Philadelphia Corridor, which is the border between Gaza and Egypt.
Danny Jansen has become the first player in Major League history to appear in the same game for both teams.
A game back on June 26th was suspended due to rain. At the time, Jansen was at bat for the Toronto Blue Jays, but since he was traded to the Red Sox, he started this game behind the plate for Boston, which means he officially played for both teams in the same inning. The 29-year-old spoke to Nesson.
Definitely cool, you know, definitely grateful for the opportunity to be in that position. One of those, you know, crazy things about this game, and definitely an oddity.
An authenticator was on hand to tag all of Jansen's equipment, and the Baseball Hall of Fame has requested the scorecard.
CBS's Matt Piper. Closing numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed up slightly, S&P 500 down about 0.3%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Dangerous heat is gripping southeastern Wisconsin this week. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for today and an excessive heat watch for tomorrow. As a result, officials are opening cooling centers across the region. An elderly man in his 80s died after being pulled from a house fire in Kenosha County this morning. Firefighters were called to Salem Lakes after getting reports of smoke. The fire's cause and the exact cause of his death is still under investigation. There's been a breakthrough in a 31-year-old Kenosha County cold case. Tomorrow, a press conference has been called by Pleasant Prairie Police Chief David Smetana and Medical Examiner Patrice Hall. The case they're talking about is likely connected to an unidentified man discovered along the Sioux Line railroad tracks in 1993. And the Milwaukee Brewers are reintroducing updated parking technology at AmFam Field. The system was tried out in the spring but failed. It uses cameras to scan license plates for prepaid parking. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Roster decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to trim the team roster to 53 players. One of those decisions will be at backup quarterback. Will he stick with Sean Clifford or go with rookie Michael Pratt, a seventh-round pick out of Tulane, who talked about the battle to be the backup?
I think it's been a really, really healthy competition. You know, Sean and I were really close. And, you know, I think just the dynamic in the quarterback room is the main emphasis for us, is to help the team. I think just all of us kind of being on that mindset. offset, you know, like I said, the healthy competition.
College basketball, Racine's Latrevion Fenderson has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. The 6'4" guard transferred from the Prairie School to St. John's in Delafield, averaged nearly 22 points a game. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after a 4-3 loss to Oakland. Left-hander Aaron Ash has been called up from Nashville to help out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Ash. For the most part, really commanded his pitches, and yeah, I think he can help us.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A heat advisory continues through this evening with an excessive heat warning for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, heat index to the triple digits. Some storms in the late afternoon and night. Currently 89 degrees.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
We listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Also back, Paul Harvey with the rest of the story. That's right. You can listen to Paul Harvey's rest of the story in archived fashion. Weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. It's a timeless piece of Racine radio history. Heard twice each weekday on WRJN.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. Because I
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Well, yesterday, Frankie Montas pitched his final game in the Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah, 31-year-old spent six seasons in Oakland, been traded five times, finds himself a Brewer, and I think he's enjoying wearing that uniform. He's been good with the Brewers. They've won all four games that he has started.
Brewers are off today, back in action again tomorrow night. We'll have it for you here on WRJN.
A delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Bye.
stumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. What was that old TV show back in the 80s? Was it Hill Street Blues where they said, and hey, let's be careful out there? That's what I have to say to you regarding the forecast the next couple of days. Let's be careful out there. Tomorrow, we're looking for a high of 91, but heat indices well above 100. So, hey, let's be careful out there. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the bottom of the hour, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of three central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the two others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the core seven battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
As Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe, he spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front, Republican strategist Bill McCosken tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An elderly man in his 80s died after being pulled from a house fire in Kenosha County this morning. Firefighters were called to Salem Lakes after getting reports of smoke. The homeowner is found in a bedroom during a search. Despite immediate life-saving efforts by first responders, the man was pronounced dead at the hospital. The fire's cause and the exact cause of his death is still under investigation. Southeastern Wisconsin is facing dangerous heat this week. The National Weather Service issued a heat advisory for today and an excessive heat watch for tomorrow. Heat index values could potentially climb to 107 degrees tomorrow, prompting officials to open cooling centers around the region. People are urged to take precautions against heat-related illnesses, with relief expected Wednesday with a cold front bringing temperatures back to the low 80s. The latest coming up in the forecast. A 1993 John Doe homicide investigation in Kenosha County is set for an update. Pleasant Prairie Police Chief David Smetana and Kenosha County Medical Examiner Patrice Hall are holding a joint news conference tomorrow where more information will be released. We're working on learning more. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A heat advisory continues through this evening with an excessive heat warning for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, heat index to the triple digits. Some storms in the late afternoon and night. Currently 89 degrees.
Child is white, the whole world looks upon us
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. According to a new study, a small child's ability to accurately draw indicates the child's intelligence or lack thereof. Yeah, but what if your child's parents really do look like stick figures? You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Let's take you back 19 years ago today. The year was 2005. A plaque was unveiled at the Percy Phillips Studio in Liverpool by fellow quarrymen John Duff Lowe and Colin Hantanat. Now, the quarrymen, of course, would eventually become the Beatles, but it was on that site in 1958 that John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison recorded a version of Buddy Holly's That'll Be the Day. Let's hear the Beatles now. It's Day Tripper on WRJN.
Teach your parents well. the children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJM. I know that music. All right, here we go.
Tell all the people across the USA, boom, 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 boom. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I love my Green Bay Packers. And you know what Jordan Love loves? He loves having multiple receivers.
I love the dynamic we got. I love having, multiple weapons all around the field, a receiver, and, multiple guys we can throw the ball to. Any of those guys can have a big day, any game, and I'm very confident in all their abilities. So I love having those weapons.
Yeah, that's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. The season kicks off a week from Friday. Friday, September 6th, we'll have the games for you all season long right here on WRJN.
This Labor Day Sunday, be part of a time-honored tradition to support our wounded veterans. Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter proudly presents its 21st annual car show from 8 to 3 at Petrifying Springs Park. Gear up for classic cars, tasty food at the beer garden, live music, and thrilling raffles like the 50-50. Also, don't miss the special ceremony at noon that honors severely wounded warriors. Spend this Labor Day Sunday with family, friends, and fellow car enthusiasts. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petrifying Springs Park.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. How we think about money can affect how we feel about ourselves, which is why I think it's worth reminding all of us that your net worth is not your self's worth. Your net worth, however much money you do or don't have, is not your self-worth. Money is not something to be worshipped, regardless of what the internet or social media tells us. And money is not something to be ignored. I mean, I've been there. I've not paid attention to my money. And let me tell you, that doesn't help either. Money is a tool. You can learn how to use it, how to make it work for you, how to take care of it, and how not to let it control your head or your heart through obsession or worry. We can all be good at managing our money. If I can do it, anyone can do it. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Well, I don't know.
that's so we don't have a plot. But at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. My ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're with her arms. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't be wrong. Then put your
1965 was the year on this date. Sonny and Cher were number one on the UK singles chart with that song, I Got You, Babe. It was the duo's only UK number one song. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and an update from the Radio Park Newsroom.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's been a steamy day in much of the Midwest, including in Minnesota, where this woman is just dealing with it.
Stay hydrated and
Make the best of it.
The triple-digit heat is moving to the east. Researchers say they counted more than 21,500 heat-related deaths in the U.S. between 1999 and 2023. Study author Jeff Howard says they found that where you live determines your risk.
A disproportionate number of these deaths are happening in four states: California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Even though we looked at this nationally, it's certainly concentrated in certain areas that have higher risk.
The study was published